Fantasy Friday, narrated by Alexandra Anderson for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Fantasy Friday by M.M. Aarhus. It's Friday. Feeling tired, I stumble through the door, and to my great surprise, it's not locked. You've come home. The whole house is lit up by little candles everywhere, and it feels so warm and cozy. I can't see you, but the door to the bedroom is closed. Already my heart starts beating faster, and my cock is beginning to rise in anticipation. There's a note on the door that reads, "Welcome to M's World. Before you go inside, go to the bathroom and take a shower. Make sure you're completely clean, everywhere." I turn around and walk into the bathroom, where my bathrobe's already waiting. First, I sit down on the basin and make sure to be completely ready straight away just in case. Then I get in the boiling hot shower where I soap my body thoroughly. While scrubbing away at myself, I wonder what's waiting for me behind the closed door. Maybe you found what I bought you the other day, but haven't dared to show you yet. I hope that's part of the reason. Partly because I don't want to explain why I got the black strap-on dildo, but mainly that I'll get to enjoy one of my most exciting and naughty fantasies. I dry myself, put on a well-smelling scent and my bathrobe, and walk into the bedroom. It's hot in there, and you're lying on the bed looking incredibly delicious. I can tell by your damp hair that you've showered too. You're wearing new underwear. A black bra with suspenders and stockings. No panties. You've got something else there instead. And now I know for sure that I'll get to realise my fantasy. The black dildo is strutting excitedly from your crotch. "Hey, take off your bathrobe and lie down on the bed," you tell me. I silently obey, while shivering from all the excitement building up inside me. You rub my back in with cream and start massaging my neck gently. You slowly make your way down my back with thorough yet soft motions. Now and again, I feel something push against my buttocks. You make your way down to my buttocks and quickly massage them before continuing to my legs. As you finish them, you start on my buttocks again, this time with higher power, and your movements slowly go further and further down until your fingers finally reach my newly washed bumhole. I jump a bit. You tell me to spread my legs a little, then you carefully rub in my ballsack with lube. You order me up on all fours and carefully stick a finger up my ass. You move it in and out a few times, while the other hand slowly pulls my foreskin back and forward. After about 10-15 seconds, I have to tell you to stop, as I fear I'll come way too soon. You creep in front of me, lie on your back and part your legs. The shiny black dildo is sticking right up into the air like a tower. You tell me to lick you. I pull the string that's between your legs and stick my tongue in your soaking wet pussy before gradually working my way to your clit. Your juices taste lovely, and I can hear that you're close to climaxing.